Hey, Adelaide took on Brisbane Bay and they smashed them by 105 points. I was so impressed. We're talking about ruthless. 9 goals in the last quarter in 24-degree heat with one rotation down. It was outstanding. And joining us now, one of their leaders, Richard Douglas. Dougie, thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. How are you?
Hey, we'll start here. Great news on Tommy Lynch. Well, great news in that he's got a jarred neck and he's okay, but we've got the presser. Andy Otten's done his damn ACL again. Dougie?
Yeah, it's a bit shattering for Andy and the boys. You know, he worked so hard to get back to a good level of playing consistent footy because he'd done it a few years ago, and do the other one this time is it's shattering for him. And it's a long haul back, but the boys are fully behind him, and he'll bounce back bigger and better. But it's good to see Tommy Lynch just get away with a jarred neck, which was a great result because we're all a bit nervous at the time.
Oh, when that happened, Dougie, we called it, and you could see him moving his fingers and that. The doctors got out there immediately. As a player, how do you stay focused after both those terrible on-field incidents?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because, you know, you spend a lot of time with these guys and you're close mates, so your first thought's just to worry about them and you care and you hope they're okay, but at the same time, you've got to regroup, and at that stage, it was still a close game and it was up for grabs, so we had to, as leaders, get the boys in and regroup and just get a few focus areas which we're going to work on. I thought we really regrouped after those incidences really well and probably dealt with it better than they did.
You certainly did, Richard. You did it in the first quarter as well because they sort of came at you, made a bit of a push in the first quarter, but you sort of weathered the little storm, and your ability to score, I thought, yesterday was as good as I've seen all year.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, to their credit, they started each quarter quite well, you know, and I think Sando brought up a stat today. The first 10 minutes of all four quarters, they outscored us by 2 goals, but the back 10 minutes of every quarter, we won by 12 goals. So credit to our fitness staff there and Nick Poulos and Matty Bode, you know, in that heat and 2 men down, our fitness really got us over the line, which is fantastic. As I mentioned before, a really good ruthless effort by the boys to string out 4 quarters.
Richard, tell us about your fitness because it's an interesting one and there's been some questions asked and some doubt. And when you win one, lose one and go through a season like that, there's always going to be questions asked about something. Tell us how you felt yesterday because conditions were really tough and you would have been excused for being tired, but no signs at all. Certainly no visible signs on the ground that there was any fatigue at all.
Yeah, no, we haven't felt that fitness has been an issue all year. You know, we mentioned early on in the year as we were getting quizzed on whether our fitness was up to level. We thought it wasn't. But I think all year it's been our basic turnovers that have cost us, and they've put us in poor positions defensively, and it's made us look like we're probably unfit and unable to chase at times. But we've had no doubt that our fitness is at a really good level, and we feel we've showed that in a number of games this year. And that really gives us some really good confidence coming into the last few games and hopefully September.
Nick Poulos, if you don't know, is the strength and conditioning coach, and he does sit under the radar. He doesn't ask to be interviewed and the whatnot, and I think you guys have done a terrific job, and so too has he, and he needs a bit of credit when things are going well, no question about that. Hey, the all-played-well flag went up, Dougie, 13 different goal kickers, and when the Crows all play well and you don't rely on any of the stars, that's when I think you get your best results.
Yeah, no doubt, and you probably find that with most teams, you know, when your stars are contributing but you're getting your bottom 6 to 8 blokes who are really contributing and standing up as well, it's going to give you the best chance to win on game day. And we've seen with the Brisbane Lions that Rockcliffe had 40 and a few of their good players still got a bit of the ball, but, you know, that doesn't mean too much when you lose by 100 points. So for us to have a good contribution from 22 players or obviously the 2 that went down, but for the rest of us to play our role and play really well was what got us over the line by such a big margin in the end.
We spoke to Bix before the game and he said the team goal before the game was to nail your tackles, and he had a number that he gave us. Did you get a big tick for that? Was Sando happy with the tackling intent?
Yeah, he was. I mean, it's something we've been doing a fair bit of work on this year, but we've had games where we've tackled quite well and others where we've struggled, but you know, the intent's always there, but it's probably just the technique. So I think the boys just thought last week and previously we've been overthinking our tackling too much, but now we just want to get in good positions and drive through the tackle and really make them stick. And we thought we did that on the weekend. I think we were plus 16 in tackles and we had a lot more of the ball as well, which is a good result. So
well done.
That was a step forward.
you kick 25 goals, you want to join in the party and get amongst it. But again, you spoke about blokes having roles to play and none more than yours. And it was very noticeable. First ball was bounced bang straight next to Hanley. And to be committed to a role like that when there's a party going on, everybody's hitting the scoreboard, takes a lot of character. Tell us about that, because it's a change of role for you compared to how it's been in years gone by. Tell us how you've embraced it, because it's challenging.
Yeah, it probably started 3 weeks ago when Sando came and see me and he said he wanted me to go to Pendlebury, and I sort of thought, was he joking? I didn't know how to take that, but it's been good. I've quite enjoyed it, and Pierce is a really good player. He's got a massive tank, and he's lightning quick, so I'm just happy to play that role in the midfield. It's not really a strict shutdown taking role. I'm still trying to get off him when I can, but I think it just gives our midfield a really good balance. You know, we've got some quality in there with Dangerfield, Sloan, Crouch, and, you know, Tomo when he's up and about, and a few other young boys. So if I'm more of the, I guess, defensive or accountable mid, it, you know, gives them free licence to sort of push hard, a bit harder forward. So it's something we're trying to still tweak a little bit. It changes from week to week, but I've just tried to really embrace it and play that role for the team, which is helping, so I'm happy with that.
Enormous benefit to the team too, if you can embrace it. I mean, because they all know, gee, this is a bloke who's great offensively, but now we're asking him to make a massive sacrifice to what his, I get his gut instinct is. So it's a really important role for the team that you're playing at the moment. So you're getting recognition from that from your teammates, obviously.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, we've probably all year been searching for for someone to play that role. We had Sam Kerridge early in the year. We played it quite well, and obviously if Phoebe was around, he'd probably be playing that role. But something we've worked with Scotty Camporelli and Sando just to try and fine-tune and find the right mix of offence and defence with me. So it's a bit of a work in progress, but, you know, coming up against a few good teams in the next few weeks, and hopefully September, it's going to be an important role.
Absolutely.
For the team. So if I can play that role well, it's going to help.
See, just selfless old Dougie in me. Hey, I can give you good news if you don't like the role quite as much and you're saying it. Sam Kerridge played very well in the SANFL, and we bumped into VB, didn't we, Bone? And he's hopeful to be back by the end of
Absolutely.
The year. So, Sam
Keep
Jacobs.
Warm from, right?
Yeah, Dougie. Well, I like another role that you play, but we'll get to that. Hey, Saucy Jacobs, what a game. How important is he to this playing group?
Oh, he's massive. Talk about roles for me. He's got the most important role, I feel, in our team. He gives us first look, and his follow-up the last few weeks has been awesome as well. And we call him the tall mid down at the club, and he feels like a fifth or sixth midfielder for us. He gets involved. I think he had 20 possessions on the weekend and kicked a couple of goals. So, you know, if he's not All-Australian, I'm not sure who is, but he's been sensational for us this year, and another big role against Big Ivan this week for him, which is, I know, really looking forward to.
Eddie Betts, can you be too unselfish, Dougie?
Yeah, you probably can. He's probably on that line right now,
Wouldn't
I guess. But, you know, that's why the boys love him and why he's such a fantastic player at the same time. So we've got no real issue with that. But as long as we get the goal in the end, we don't care too much who kicks it.
Hey, Richard, Eddie said believe. Is there a belief issue amongst the team? I mean, I know they're super young, so it's hard to put the cart before the horse, but I just thought it was an interesting comment of his and a quote from his that was picked up on. What is the belief like amongst the playing group?
I personally think it's really good. I mean, we don't really fear any team when we play, and we certainly respect them, but, you know, it's a young group and there's a little bit of unknown with young groups, so you probably don't know what to expect, and supporters don't know what to expect from us, so that's exciting. But, I certainly wouldn't think we, fear any teams or, too worried going into too many games. We feel if we can play our best footy and execute the game plan and our roles, we're going to be pretty competitive.
Is settling on the balance now of the team an issue? It looked like it was really nicely balanced on the weekend, albeit maybe fortuitously with what you had with injuries, but forward line looked nicely balanced for Tools and Smalls. Charlie Cameron back in gave you that little bit of extra pace, so I guess maintaining that balance and getting it right is the challenge now.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it probably worked out well with Pods slipping out because of the heat. We had an extra runner, which was, in the end, it was could have been the difference. So, it'll be interesting to see how Sando wants to go this week. Obviously, being a night game, he might want to go smaller, or again, he could play three tall. So it's good. It's a good problem to have, you know. We've got some really good forwards, and we probably going to look to stretch Richmond's defence. So either way, I'm sure we'll shape up pretty good.
Dougie, it's been frustrating, the inconsistent performance from week to week, from quarter to quarter and from game to game. I know it does the coaches, certainly you players and the 19th man. Great win against Collingwood, then come back and have that effort against West Coast. Now a great win against Brisbane. What's going to happen this week? What are you going to do about that inconsistency, and what hope can you give the 19th man that your best is going to come here Saturday against Richmond?
Oh, we certainly... trying everything we can. We'll bring all the effort and the intensity we need to. I think it just shows how even the competition is. You know, West Coast was never going to be easy last week, and we stumbled there. And again, Richmond are probably the hottest team, and you know, one of the hottest teams in the competition at the moment. So we're under no illusion that it's going to be a tough game, and we're going to have to bring four quarters of really good, solid Crows footy. And you know, if we can do that, we're going to be right up there with a really good chance to win. So that's all we're really focused on at the moment, because we're saying if we drop this one, we could slip, you know, slip to as low as 10th. So there's no point really looking too far ahead. We've got to basically just nail the first quarter against Richmond and go from there.
Dougie, as always, great chat. Well done. Play your role. Selfless team footy is what you do. You're one of the heart and souls of that playing group. Well, why are you looking at me like that?
Do you like to give him a kiss before he...
Well, hang on, I like...
Sorry, Richard, but he died.
I don't play favourites, mate.
Even Richard's laughing.
No, he's not. Dougie, I don't play favourites, do I?
No, you're hard on me, Rowie. I like it that way.
See? Exactly. Dougie, well done, mate. All the best. Richmond this week, frightening. Well done.
Good on you guys. Thank
good
you.
On you, Richard.
Richard Douglas plays his role, selfless, team man, heart and soul player.
I mean,
bang.
Shouldn't be underestimated, because what he's being asked to do, play away from his natural instinct, is a really challenging role for a lad that's 25, 26, you know, and mature. So now he's asked, sacrifice your game so we can be better. That's a challenging role.
Right. That's why he's a leader.